BlindCool Tech, April 10, 2006.
BlindCool Tech, where fun.
Well, I wanted to play with the podcast stuff, okay?
Technology, the world is anybody there. And blindness.
Oh, God, who put that wall there?
And all comes together.
Hey, y'all, how you doing? I'm Larry Skudkon, your host for this edition of BlindCool Tech. Well, we've got a few things to talk about today, mainly Google accessibility. Just saw a note from Yanina saying that Google had posted a position to be an accessibility advocate and engineer type. So they must actually be taking the visual verification and other matters seriously. She did provide an exact link, and I don't remember the numbers for it, but you may be able to find it. Good boy. Let's go around the back of this car. There you go. Good doggy. You may be able to find it by going to google.com/support/jobs and search for accessibility. So I hope one of you talented folks out there might grab that thing, and once you get the visual verification hammered out, there's probably a lot of other cool stuff going on that you could really make a difference. So definitely encourage you to do that. How y'all doing?
Hi.
We are, by the way, recording on a microtrack recorder from M-Audio using Church Audio binaural mics. And it's a little windy out today, and I'm wearing these mics clipped to my glasses this time. They're actually pointing up. Hopefully that'll reduce some of that rumble I was getting when I had them clipped to my shirt collar. I don't know if they were kind of bouncing a little bit or what, but it seemed like with each step I took, there was a boom, boom. Like I say, it's a little windy out, so hopefully we won't get too much distraction. I can hear the wind hitting the mics. They're right in front of my ears, like I say, pointing up, so we'll have to see what kind of sound we get from that. We are, you can hear this accessible traffic signal right here. We're crossing Haldeman Avenue, and good boy, little buddy. Let's go straight. Did you think we were going to Dairy Mart? Now, right across the street to our right, if you will remember, we took the historic Clifton walking tour a few weeks ago, and Shelley Pryor was asking if part of that route was in the path that I take to go to work, and just that little part of it right there. Most of the tour was back behind us, so we went out the front door of APH to Frankfort Avenue. You would take a right, and I usually take a left. Now, this is all the Clifton neighborhood, though. So, as Joanne mentioned in that tour, most of the houses around here have these large rock walls, retaining walls in front of them, and so does APH and KSB. And they're kind of interesting walls because they're like about a foot square rock, like at the top of all these rocks, and then a place where there's not a rock, and then a rock, not a place. So it kind of gives it the sort of a fort looking experience, kinda. But yeah, this is all the Clifton neighborhood, all the way till we get to Ewing Avenue. Then that turns into Crescent Hill neighborhood. We're crossing Coral Street right now, C-O-R-A-L. Good dog, you little buddy. It is gorgeous out here this afternoon. I wanted to tell you a little bit about this podcast, the Blind Cool Tech Podcast, in case you are new to it. It's really hard to describe. And one of the reasons that makes it a little difficult to describe is that it changes frequently.
And
okay, we're at Bel Air, but we're not going to cross Bel Air. So I hit the button for Frankfort Avenue. And you notice these things will actually make a noise like that when you hit the button. So this podcast changes over time. It originally was going to be about technology, about life. But we've had so many people contributing such great material, it's turned into almost an audio digest of life and activity and cool things for blind people and about blind people. The podcast isn't just for blind people, though. If you're excited, you're welcome to join in. You might actually...
Frankfort Avenue.
Good boy. Learn a thing or two. And you are also certainly welcome to contribute. We do have several sighted listeners. In fact, I got an email from my sister Karen today saying how much she had been enjoying the clicker training podcasts. Care Care is a big dog fan. She has two, are they Malamutes? Alaskan Huskies? Man, she's going to kill me because I don't know. I know their names, Moon and Sasha. Sorry, Care. They're good doggies, too. So Care loves dogs. She really wants to start a doggy daycare center. I think her and a couple of her friends are saving up money and building business plans. She's in the Dallas area, so I think that would be an excellent business for her, and be something that people really use. I know Carrie uses them all the time for her two doggies. And you know, I was telling Carrie, it's funny, I never even heard of this clicker training until... probably Debbie Norling's first podcast. And since then, I've heard about it everywhere. I think you heard, we did a cast walking to work at CSUN when I had booth duty. And the lady that was, I was talking to, Sue Martin, was mentioning clicker training just out of the blue. And several other people have, so it's funny. You know, the same thing happened to me with Sudoku, or however you pronounce that. I never even heard of it until, Dr. Catherine Schneider sent me an email asking if our talking word puzzles game could be adapted for Sudoku. And, I had to kind of look around and find out what it was. After that, though, I start hearing about it everywhere. And in fact, there is now a talking Sudoku game. I'm going to have to get the URL for that, though. You could probably Google a talking Sudoku. Man, I'm going to get the spelling wrong if I try to tell you, too. So these church audio mics, a lot of people have been on the Blind Cool Tech list have been mentioning that they don't seem to have the pristine highs that the innovative specialist mics do. And I tend to agree with that. I guess it really kind of depends on what you want to do. One thing I really like better about those innovative specialist mics too is that cool system they have for hooking them over your ears. It's kind of almost like a gooseneck thing. You can bend it and shape it. We're letting Jake have a potty break here on the other side of the tracks. Good doggy. Good boy. So it's funny how you hear about something and then, you know, all of a sudden, maybe it's just because you're more aware of it when you hear about it again, or I don't know what it is. I remember when I first heard about podcasting, in fact, I think I've mentioned this before, it was sort of just, blah, blah, it's okay. But, come on, that's a good boy. Once we really saw what the technology could do, though, in terms of information distribution and access, it's amazing. And it's so immediate and timely. And I do want to really thank, by the way, those of you who have sent in some more career casts. You cannot believe the good comments and feedback I hear from teachers and students who, and I don't want to overuse the word inspired, but they really are. They, you know, if you can think of yourself in maybe a rural situation where you don't know any other blind people, it is refreshing for them to be able to see that blind people can be successful too. I have got to comment too on Tiffany Black's Bath Fizzies podcast. So, I mean, it's cool enough that you're making bath fizzies and soaps and stuff. But, good boy. We're now crossing New Old Main or Old New Main. I can never remember. No, we're not. This is Clifton Avenue. New Old Main is back there where, right by the tracks where I let Jake have a rest. But anyway, Tiffany, you talking about all these blah blah jobs you've had and talking about having such fun making the soaps and the bath fizzies. And I'm over here thinking, wow, I wish I could buy some of those specially made cool soaps and bath fizzies and stuff. Why don't you start selling them? Now, I will tell you, your own business can be a hassle, but it can also be a very, very rewarding experience. The hassle part especially is keeping up with your receipts and paying your taxes and ordering your goods and shipping and so forth. The typical things. But man, I mean, it seems like you enjoy that so much. And I'd certainly be interested in trying some of them out. No, how about them? Good boy. That's good. We're now crossing Rastetter. I smell something really good right here too. I smell somebody cooking on a wood fire. It is a gorgeous day today in Louisville. I did get away, by the way, from trying to explain what this podcast is. I guess in a word, this is a positive cast. And, you know, there's some people on the list that say, you know, we're we're giving Apple a lot of credit with the word podcast, and they're exactly right. This really should be more of called a life cast or a media cast or something like that. But it's a podcast, and it probably will be. I don't know if you can hear that wind. I think it might be the way I'm wearing these mics. Kind of like the wind is going between the mic and my head. I hope this will come out okay, though. Good dog. And speaking of Blind Cool Tech podcast and what it is, I am, by the way, a totally blind computer programmer manager type. And walking home here with my guide dog, Jake, who's a 4-year-old lab golden cross. A little half-breed here. He's a good one, though. He's a good one, huh, little buddy? So we talk about technology, gadgets, life, relations, careers. I'd like to start a new trend as well, a new subject matter, if you would, and that is music. So, for instance, we had a lot of you guys submit an introduction and play a music, piece of music for the talent show. Well, please, don't let that stop you. Just submit one as an independent podcast. We'd all love to hear your work and have a little explanation of who you are and what you do and what your work's about, musically or, well, not just music, poems, anything. So consider that. We do really, really need to be conscious of copyrights, though, so you can't perform, well, you can perform whatever you want, but we can't put a podcast up where you, say, perform a copyrighted song. So please keep that in mind, and do include information about the copyright, whether you own it or it's public domain or what have you. And really, we'd love to hear your music. I'm thinking, wow, there's so many of you with such good music talent. I don't want to name out any single names. I must say I have the highest degree of admiration for you as well, because I cannot do music or sing either one, just at all. So I find it doubly amazing and interesting when you can see this kind of talent. And speaking of talent, we've been using the music of Andre Lewis as background for the feedback. You've noticed the last couple of shows. So I hope you're enjoying that, and I really want to thank, I keep saying Andre Lewis, it's Andre Louis, just spelled Lewis. And just found a message, in fact, from Andre. He's got another podcast for us. I must have lost it in the shuffle on the way to CSUN, but we'll be getting that up in the next day or two. Apologize for that, Andre. Or Anj. So we are now at Ewing Avenue, and this is where the two neighborhoods meet. So we'll be crossing, as soon as we cross the street, we'll be in the Crescent Hill neighborhood. Good boy, little buddy. And again, here in accessible signal to the left there. We're now on the other side of the street. It was cold this morning. I wore a jacket. I got it tied around my waist now because I'm going to guess it's probably 70 degrees. It's a nice bright sun. Beautiful. Sounds like a Harley. My daughter's boyfriend, Joe, has parked a 1966 Volkswagen Beetle convertible in our garage. It doesn't have a canvas top on it, so he needs to keep it out of the rain, but that thing's got a great sound. It's such a funny looking little car. It looks like something that came out of the 30s. In fact, I think that is when it was designed. But that body style lasted so many years. It's amazing. And it's so utilitarian. You know, you get in that thing and you're, first of all, you're shoulder to shoulder and the dash is right there in your face. Really a funny car. But it's a neat one. Good boy, little buddy. Oh, it's nice and quiet out. We're about to cross Peterson Avenue. I used to live on this street all the way down to the end before you get to Grinstead. Really nice house built back in the 20s. 1921, I believe. It was an engineer from GE built it. And that was the house I first moved in when I moved to Louisville, and it had a 1950s remodeled GE pink metal kitchen in it. State of the art at the time, but it wasn't in 85 when we moved there. So after I kind of got on my feet a little bit, we sunk a lot of money into that kitchen. Really made a difference. Nice, nice house. I wish I'd have kept it. Let's see, what else about Blind Cool Tech was I going to tell you? The list. Oh, yes. I just wanted to express my extreme thanks to both Chetan Backrew and Thomas Schaefer. Chetan has offered and set up FTP space on his server and has set up a new mailing list that is so far been attack proof, which I'm amazed at, because when someone targets you, it's very difficult to provide a service that's both easy enough for anyone to use and impenetrable by those who don't want the others to use it. But Chetan has managed to do that with grace and style, and I know he's been working hard at it. And I really appreciate that. I know you've done spent lots of late nights on that, but it really shows. It's working great. You're a good dog, little buddy. Let's see, one of the other things that we're going to have to do on Blind Cool Tech pretty darn quick is to set up some archive pages so that our RSS feed won't be so big. I think that is part of the problem we've been having with a couple of podcatching applications. Our feed is just way too big. It's really not what RSS was designed for. So probably what we'll do, given that for the foreseeable future we can fairly well predict from 2 to 5 separate entries per day, we'll probably set up the archives in quarters so that no individual quarter gets bigger than 250 kilobytes, which is feed burner's limit and is apparently a size that can cause problems for other programs. What we'll do is just go ahead and set the 2005 all up as one web page, since we just had June through December. And then as the numbers tended to increase, we'll set up a 2006 quarter one and probably just leave the main RSS feed with about anywhere from 50 to 100 individual shows. Of course, we will provide people with information about where to get the back issues. And speaking of that, while we're doing that, I would really like to encourage some of you audio engineer genius types there to help us come up with a promo for Blind Cool Tech. Like I say, when someone goes into iTunes and they're previewing the podcast, the promo comes up to show them kind of what the show's about. And you know what? I have the hardest time saying what the show's about, but Kai's intro, where fun, technology, and blindness come together, that's a good synopsis of Blind Cool Tech. I couldn't have put it any better. But if some of you can come up with, you know, maybe just to give, well, sort of like a television show promo, you know, what's the show about? And that would be great. Really appreciate that. And you know, that's what another thing that Blind Cool Tech is all about. People have jumped up and volunteered their time, their equipment. I don't want to jerk any tears around here or anything, but it really kind of hits you right here in the heart. It's great. And you know, when I try to tell people, what is Blind Cool Tech? You know, my favorite way to explain it is, it's a positive experience. It's a way to learn and to share in a positive way. You know, we don't have any restrictions on topics. We've had a little bit of everything, and I'm sure there'll be more surprises to come. Got some feedback the other day about the backyard cast. Riz, I believe it was, in fact, said he was really interested in house layouts and so forth. So that's going to be interesting if some of you guys pick up on that. I'm going to do one of the house. I really probably need to do it when nobody's home, so that'll probably be a weekend. Oh, my sister, I was telling you I got an email from her. One of the things she said was she kept hearing me going on and on about the Crocs, and I'm still hot on them. So she went out and bought a pair, and she says, you're right, they're great. Eileen Walters over in the UK also was telling me she's got an Italian pair of something that sounds very similar. You know, we're just really now getting into the good season for these kind of shoes with the airflow, because I've noticed that my toes have gotten chilly on these mornings where the temperature's in the 30s. But I do believe, I know they do. If you look on the Crocs.com, Crocs.com website, there are some closed models as well, just for wintertime. We are walking out in the street again here. There's a construction area with a detour around it, and they've got the street fenced off to provide a walking detour route. Apparently they're building some apartments here. This used to be an old movie theater. I forget what the name of it was. It wasn't the Vogue. And then it was a real classy restaurant for a while called Beatrix. It was packed too. You come through here on a Friday evening, you couldn't even walk on the sidewalk. And I had only been in there a couple times, and it was decent, but very, very pricey. You are a good dog, you little buddy. Good boy. Did want to answer a couple of questions about the microphones as well. I hadn't totally decided. I love these church audios the best yet. I think what we're going to end up doing is finding that different microphones work for different situations. As some of you audio experts already know, what I do like about these is they're durable, and the cords are regular patch cords. You know, there's an 1/8-inch jack right on the microphone, so you plug your cords right into it. Hi. And someone asked if there was if the connection that went into the recorder was the L-shaped one. Well, it's not. At least let me double check here. No. But no reason to say you couldn't make a patch cord that had one like that. And as far as the MicroTrack goes as a recorder, you know, one of the things that I did not like about the Innovative Specialist mics and the Sound Professionals binaural in-ear mics was that the cord, the wires seem to have little or no shielding. So I was frequently getting a buzz on a lot of my recordings, and that has definitely been eliminated.
Perfect day here, huh?
Beautiful. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Did you talk to you?
I don't know who that guy is. I used to see him just about every day. One time I was walking home. It was when my dad was visiting. Yeah, I was about right here, and this guy meets me and says, you're walking for pleasure, I'm walking for life. I thought, well, that's an odd comment. And Dad had been up to meet me and was going to walk back with me. And I guess he gave up on me and walked back. He was surprised because he got home just before I did. I said, "You didn't see me? I must have been right behind you." And later on, I was mentioning this guy, and he goes, "Well, I'll be darned. Yeah, I was right there at Grinstead when he said that." Except he said, "We're both walking for life." I guess because Dad was older. You know, walking is a great exercise, though. I truly look forward to my morning and afternoon walks. And I miss them on the weekend. Sometimes I'll take a good long one, in fact. Good boy. But they're good for the dog. They're good for me. You know, it kind of lets me have some time to get focused in the morning and kind of line out what I want to do for the day. Usually never happens that way, but at least I do have a plan. It's funny, so many times I'm going to work planning to do X, Y, and Z, and then all of a sudden I found out I've got G, H, I, J, K, and L to do too. I never get to X, Y, and Z. Good boy. We're crossing Grinstead now. Good boy. And we're going to head back west on Grinstead. We just come pretty much a block out of the way just so we can cross Grinstead at that stop sign there. But the walking in the afternoons, it's also a great time to unwind from the day. Think about the evening and reflect upon the day. Reflection is an important aspect of life, too. Well, we are up to our block, so I do want to encourage you to check out our website, blindcooltech.com, and stay tuned for some more great podcasts from a lot of really cool. Oh, my arm on the trash can there, Jakey. They've got their trash out early. I guess I need a wheel mine out tonight too. I usually have to do it right when I get home too, or I'll forget. Ooh, we're gonna have to see if Freddie wants to go for a walk too. All right, you guys have a great one. And phew, I hear that wind going through the mics again. Hope it won't be too bad. We'll see you next time. Have a great, great day. A blind cool tech day, in fact.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.